Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems, to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I am your host, Brother Prater. I'm so glad you are able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, if you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. You can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Or you can go into our chat room, which is on our website. In fact, I am opening it up as we speak. Now, that's on our website. You can ask questions, comments, or if you want to make your prayer request, you're welcome to do so. I would like to say a huge hello to my church family, True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor is Pastor Obi Hogan. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, feel free to join us. We have 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Feel free to come join and worship with us. Once again, I thank each and every one who is listening to this show, and thank you for your continued prayers and support. Okay. Question. Have you ever worked on something but lost your focus? Things will come to distract you from the assignment or path that God has for you. On today's show, we're going to discuss distractions and staying focused in life in the episode called Losing Distractions Without Losing Traction. First, what is a distraction? A distraction is something... A distraction is something or someone that takes your attention away from what you're supposed to be doing. And when you look at it, sometimes just life itself would try to bring distractions or will bring distractions. So the main thing is we have to be prepared, not if it comes, but when it comes. We have to be able to be aware, be alert, but also being able to identify those distractions or distractors. One of the things I found out, looking at as of late, at the beginning of the month of September, there were many laws that came into place, such as texting and driving. They have gotten stricter with texting and driving because there were a lot of accidents that transpired because of distracted drivers. Distracted driving means driving while not fully paying attention to the road. Many people think of texting and driving or talking on the phone when driving, but however, you could be distracted by reaching for the phone, changing music, or checking your GPS, taking pictures, checking emails, posting pictures, eating, drinking, putting on makeup, different things. Many different things can distract you. Even talking to passengers in your car or vehicle can be a distraction. You are distracted anytime your mind and or your eyes are off the road. And this is stating that over 9 people are killed and 1,161 are injured daily in accidents reported as distraction or affected drivers or crashes in the United States. Also, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that in 2015, there were 3,477 people killed and an estimated 391,000 people injured in motor vehicle crashes involving distracted drivers. That's a whole lot. So when you look at it, that's pertaining to driving. But what about just everyday life? Many people are distracted. And so what we want to do, we first have to realize that God has us on an assignment. Now, this message is not just pertaining to, if you want to say, in ministry, but just in everyday life. It could be pertaining to seeking your purpose, doing homework assignment in school, work, whatever. So we want to look at it not from a limited standpoint, but just every day, all across the board, a part of life. So with those distractions, realize distractions come to get you off focus. But we have to realize when it comes, like I said, being able to identify them. Now, a couple of things that could distract us. First of all, look at the business of life. Sometimes we're so busy that we don't even make our time to rest. We're so busy. Sometimes we're so stressed. We allow so much to be upon our shoulders that we can't even think straight. Sometimes people don't delegate responsibilities and take matters into their own hands, and they are overwhelmed with the cares of life. And so when it comes down to it, when you look at it, when you're so stressed, when you're so fatigued, you can't be effective. You can't be as effective as you should be. So just the business of life. And I'm going to speak more. Matter of fact, I'll speak it now. Even if it's the business of life, and like I said, even pertaining to just being overworked, that could be physically, but ultimately it will affect us mentally and, of course, spiritually. But mentally, when you're so tired, I found out, I don't care how great of a driver that you are, when your body is ready to shut down, it will shut down on you, even if you are driving. And a lot of times, we have many accidents close to our destination, close to home when we get comfortable. But we are so tired. We're so fatigued. And I know myself, I've been guilty of it. There were times where I was so fatigued and I'm driving, and next thing you know, I made it to my destination or close to my destination without ever realizing I was driving. It's like, I don't care if you just doze off for a second, even if you blink your eye, you are not focused on your driving. And anything can happen. Matter of fact, there's a report that says if you close, not just close your eyes, but if you take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, it could be trying to text, talking to someone, whatever, trying to eat. If you take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds and you're driving 55 miles per hour, you would have been distracted about the length of a football field. That's a lot of ground. And you think about it, you driving that length distracted, you can hurt someone or also hurt yourself. So with the distraction, like I said, even with fatigue, when you're tired, when you're mentally drained, you can't be effective. And what happens, you become sloppy in what you're doing, or you make careless mistakes. So sometimes the business of life, we not as effective. And like I said, we become careless. We make a lot of mistakes. Sometimes unknowingly, sometimes you look over things because you're not sharp. Your brain is like a computer. And let's just say you leave a computer on all day. Let's say for a week, you leave it on. And it's operating on the old program. But when you're rested, when you're rejuvenated, it's like pressing the reset button on a computer. It's alert. It's sharp. But if you're not rested, you're operating on old data. So being able to balance, being able to have better priorities, so that way we won't allow the business of life, and also not just the business of life, but also delegating responsibility to responsible people, would help us to not allow the business of life to distract us from what we're supposed to be doing. Another thing, hurt. Sometimes hurt, it could be hurt pertaining to a loss of a relationship, of an ending of a relationship, and also grief. Grief can distract us from something that we're doing. You know, when you look at even at a job or even in school, whenever someone is grieving, if they lost a loved one, many jobs, they allow a leave, a grief leave. So that way they can be able to take care of business, the business aspect, but also being able to deal with grief from the emotional standpoint. So sometimes grief or hurt, the end of a relationship, a divorce, child custody. Matter of fact, not just an adult going through a divorce, but also children being in between child custody battle, that can be a major distractant, and that will prevent them from being effective in school. Sometimes losing sleep, sometimes becoming irritable because they're dealing with something that actually is a distraction, where adults should be dealing with that. But, you know, kids deal with grief and kids deal with divorces also, and that's a distraction that will prevent them from actually being effective in school. So I said the business of life, hurt, but also something else, fear. I found out fear comes like when someone tries to scare you, when someone tries to do something, even when Halloween or something like that, they come when it's least expected. They come to catch you off guard. They actually come to place fear upon you, but also they come to distract you. While you focus on something, they come and boo, or they come and they just do something that would try to get your attention off of what they're doing and on to them. Fear. Not just that kind of fear where somebody try to scare you, but also looking at this, sometimes fear or intimidation. That is something that can try to place fear upon you to make you get off focus on what you're doing. But we have to remember this. God did not give us the spirit of fear nor timidity, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So when we look at it, fear tries to come to get you off of your purpose, off of focus. And remember, as we're traveling life's way, there are things that will try to come to try to get us off of focus. Number one, not just on an assignment or a task that we're doing, but ultimately trying to get us off of focus in our relationship with God. Along with fear, something else, insecurity. You know, many people, when it comes down to seeking for their purpose, when it comes down to seeking for what they're supposed to be doing, looking for their niche in life, a lot of times it takes faith in order for us to press forward, in order for us to step out and do the things that we feel that we were born to do. And a lot of times when we're doing something that we really want to do, sometimes there are situations that may come that may make you feel like, oh, you know what? You can't do that. You don't have a high school diploma. You don't have a great education. Or even with myself, when I wrote my book, the devil tried to talk to me and try to place fear and try to make me feel, bring up some old insecurities because I did not have the best grades in high school, nor was I an eloquent speaker. I was not actually even writing my first book. The devil tried to tell me, y'all, you can't do it. You can't tell nobody about being a father or being a man. You only have one child, and you don't have a lot of life's experiences. So the devil tried to bring some insecurities or remind me of some old insecurities that I had, and along with that, place some fear to try to stop me from doing what God had instilled in me. So those insecurities, fear, also along with the insecurities, sometimes a lack of drive. Sometimes people don't have, they're not self-driven. And sometimes they rely upon other people to motivate them, be their coach. And if they don't have someone around them that's going to be an accountability partner, sometimes they won't do anything. Sometimes they just sit down, either wait for somebody, or they just feel like, you know what, this ain't for me, and they just go to doing nothing. So along with the insecurity or the lack of drive, what we have to realize when we stand still and abandon our purpose or abandon that what that small voice inside your stomach, that's inside your soul, when we abandon the leading that God has given us, it will actually frustrate us. It will actually make us have some sleepless nights because we're not doing what God has instilled in us. We have to remember that God has given each and every man or woman at least one gift, or if you want to say one ability, at least. Some may have one, many may have more than one. But we all have a purpose in life. First and foremost, our purpose that God has ordained us, at least to have a relationship with Him, that's first. First and foremost. And also realizing that everybody that's born, everyone that will be born, God has given us the ability, if we seek Him, God has given us the ability to be effective here on this earth. But we have to seek Him for it. Even when we look at Matthew 6 and 33, it tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that means when we seek God and put Him first and consult Him, then we have no need to worry because everything else will fall into place. And actually, even with that verse simply mean, if you seek Him first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that means all these other things in life shall chase you down. You won't have to pursue them, they'll pursue you because you're in harmony. You're in harmony with what God has for you. So, along with the business of life, hurt, fear, insecurity, or lack of drive, something else that can be a distraction to us, lack of preparation. I'm going to say this. God does not bless laziness, but He blesses obedience and preparation. We have to do our homework. Now, there may be, let's just say, a goal that you may try to achieve or you want to pursue, regardless if it's business or even, let's say, a relationship. You have to make sure that you have done your part. And matter of fact, let's just say even with somebody wanting to be married. Let's say as a man wanted to be married. He wants to pursue a young lady, but he haven't made any plans to try to provide for his future family. Remember, he's supposed to cover his family. He's supposed to prepare. even with, if you want to say, starting a business. I found that especially watching the show Shark Tank, it's a lot of people that have the idea of starting a business or trying to get help with their business. But what happened? Because they're not prepared, a lot of times they don't get those investors' support. And that discourages a lot of people from actually doing business with you. Why? Because you're not prepared, or sometimes you mismanage what you have. So we have to be prepared. We have to do our homework, not relying upon someone else to do our homework, but remember, it is our responsibility to know, study what we're doing or what we're pursuing. And that's going to help us, because along with those distractions, we have to be strong-minded. Now, I realized I was speaking earlier about grief and sometimes hurt. I was looking at, there was a comedian, Cheech Marin. He was formerly of Cheech and Chong from back in the day. And he was about to perform on stage. And right before he was performing on stage, right before he was getting ready to perform on stage, they told him, hey, a singer, Jim Croce, which was a good friend of his, hey, Jim Croce got killed in an airplane. He said, what? And they said, Cheech, you're on stage. Just that fast. Now, for the audience came to be entertained by Cheech Marin. But even though he did perform, but he had to deal with the hurt and the grief of him losing his close friend. Now, even though he performed, but he had to suppress his feelings, his emotion, his hurt temporarily for him to perform, for him to focus on the material that he had to deliver to entertain the audience. And once he got done, he was able to deal with his hurt or deal with his grief in his own time. So what am I saying? We have to be strong-minded, pertaining, and staying focused on what our assignment is. Whatever it is, like I said, not just in our Christian walk, which is very important, that's the number one thing, but also in business. A lot of times, there are some people that's not disciplined, and a lot of times, they mismanage their responsibilities, or also they may allow people who are not really responsible enough to partner with them. There are some that may allow their family to be with them, and realize that even though they're a family or a close friend of theirs, that person may not be equipped to take care of the task or help you with that task. But we have to realize, even with our Christian walk, the devil want to come to distract us from whatever purpose or assignment that God has for us. So realizing when the devil comes, we have to understand what God's word said pertaining to what we're going to be doing. Remember what God's word says, and I guarantee you, God will speak to you, but we have to pay attention. A couple of things I want to bring up. We have to make sure that we have time to listen to God. That was coming from the first thing I stated about the business of life. We have to make sure to have time with God daily. That's one thing. But also, not just in having time where you pray to God, you talk to God, have a one-sided relationship. But what you have to do throughout the day, make sure that you have your spiritual ears open for God to speak to you, not just when you're praying in the morning, but also even while you're along life's way, doing something throughout the day, being able to listen, because God may be giving you an idea that you've been praying about, a business you may want to start, and God may have you to, hey, while you're driving, turn left. And because you're listening, next thing you know, you look, and he inspired you just by looking at a field. He said, hey, I want you to move there. I want you to have your business there. But we have to listen. One thing I tell people, we have to make sure when God speaks to us, we have to make sure that we take notes. Take notes when you have a plan or an idea. Don't try to think that, oh, that's a great idea, I'll remember it. No, because something can happen that will distract you to make you forget just that fast. I can't tell you how many things I have forgotten because I didn't write it down. Write it down, or especially because of the smartphones and different devices, you can record yourself speaking or videotape yourself. You have to write down or log whatever idea comes to you, because the devil gonna want to make you throw up or abandon that idea. And a lot of times when we forget to write it down, we'll forget it. Or if we forget the idea, it is so hard to get it back. Sometimes it may never come back. But you don't want to beat yourself up. You don't want to abandon that, because you have to write it down, because there may be something that God has given you to start something, or it might be something that he may be revealing to you that's going to help you in your path, help you in your business, and also, of course, everything with your spiritual walk. So write it down, videotape yourself. Another thing, I tell people, when you go to bed, make sure you have a pen and paper or a recording device beside you. Excuse me. A lot of times, God may speak to us because, unfortunately, we may be busy throughout the day, and God may speak to you in your sleep. You may be so busy or so distracted throughout the day that, okay, he'll speak to you while you sleep. And a lot of times, it may be something that you think is right off the wall, but it may be God that may be trying to give you some clues or try to speak to you in a way where, number one, you know it's him, but also he'll speak to you. And unfortunately, like I said, sometimes we don't write it down. We have to write it down while it's fresh on our mind. You know, I found out a lot of times God will give you something that's fresh off the press, but what's important is what we do with that information. You know, we pray about things and God speak to us or God respond back to us, but a lot of times we don't write it down, and when situations come, then what happened? We're forgetful about what God told us. Oh, we want to give up because, man, I don't know what to do. Well, God had already told you what to do, but a lot of times we don't equip ourselves. We don't prepare ourselves. So what we need to do is write down, especially if God has given you something, or even if you're not sure if it came from God or not, still write it down. Write down when you wake up in the morning. Write it down, or videotape yourself, or even while you're driving. If you can pull over on the road, pull over somewhere. Write it down. Videotape yourself. Do something so that way while it's fresh. And I'm gonna tell you this. I found out the most effective thing is writing it down is good, but I talk faster than I write, or I think faster than I write. So a lot of time what I'll do, I get the recorder and I just start recording myself and I speak it. And as I'm speaking, it's like God just give me step by step by step by step when I'm speaking it. So you're taking your notes or you're videotaping yourself, and then also in the morning time when you get up, you're videotaping yourself, you're writing pen and paper also. Another thing, write down some inspirational thoughts or some scriptures. What I do, I write it down. If God has given me something, or if I see a scripture, I'll write it down and then I'll put it in a frame and I'll put it where I can see it while I'm lying in my bed. Another thing, what inspires you? What would inspire you to wake up? What would inspire you to stay focused? I have one son, he's 11. I have some pictures of him, and there are times where I may not feel like working, not just working at my 9-to-5, but sometimes you might want to just take a chill pill for the day. And because I see his picture, everything I do, I know I'm doing it for him. Number one, I'm doing it unto God, but also I'm trying to create a legacy and also a comfortable living for my son. So he's my inspiration. He makes me get up and go ahead and go to work, have a good attitude, seek my purpose. So when I see his pictures, bam, I see there's my number one fan. I see that's my supporter. So I have to do it. He helps me keep my priorities straight. I'm never the one that try to waste time. But even, let's just say, if I watch TV and it look like, okay, I watched enough TV, it's time for me to start getting back to work, I look at his picture and I'm like, uh-oh, okay, I know I got to get to work now. Not just because him inspired me for me to do something for him, or leave something for him, but also being an example. So that way, if he was in my shoes, I would tell him what he needs to do. So if I keep that mindset of, okay, look, whatever I would tell him to do, that's what I need to do for myself, then that helps me to realize it is very important for me to stay focused on what I need to do. So along with that, realizing that, remembering why. The other thing is remembering why you're doing what you're doing. What are the benefits of you seeking your purpose, or whatever that word that God has given you? Remember your reasonings of why you're doing it. Think about it. What are your reasonings of sticking to it, sticking with it? But also think about this. What are your consequences of giving up? Staying focused on your purpose. Staying focused in school. You know, especially now, many people, they have, in their mindset, they have good reasons to give up or quit school. It's hard. You know, I got a lot going on. Okay. What are the consequences of you giving up? Okay, now think about this. What are the benefits of you sticking with it? You know, when you think about it, when you put something down, when you stop something, in your mindset, you may say, well, I'm just going to do a temporary. I'm just going to take a temporary break. A lot of time when we put stuff down, it makes it harder for us to pick it back up. Sometimes we lose momentum. Sometimes we lose our motives when we slow down or we put stuff down. So it's best to keep on going, but making sure that you allow yourself to encourage yourself, but also being able to look at, okay, staying focused on why I'm doing this. And then also realizing, you know what, if it is something that I'm taking too much, I'm taking too much on, then what you need to do, make sure that you choose an accountability partner, someone that's going to hold you responsible, someone, number one, not just, like I said, this is in the spiritual walk in your Christian faith, but also in business or in your personal life, whatever area that you need, make sure that you hold somebody that's going to hold you responsible, even if it looks like it's hard. Make sure someone hold you accountable to keep on going. Make sure it's somebody that's not on the same level, but above your level. But making sure it's not somebody below your level either. Make sure you choose someone that's responsible. A lot of times we pick people that's not going to be hard on us. You want to quit? Okay. Well, you know, if you say so, you know, make sure you choose somebody that's going to love you enough to be real with you. We have to stay focused. That's a key thing. You know, when you look at the distraction of what happened in the garden, Eve was distracted by what Satan said, by what the serpent said. Why was she distracted? Because she did not keep what God's word said about the fruit. God didn't say, don't touch. He said, don't eat. But on the other hand, when you look at in the New Testament, when Jesus was encountered by Satan, no matter what Satan said, what did Jesus say? It is written. It is written. So we have to remember what God's word said pertaining to our life, pertaining to who we are, and also, like I said, even pertaining to what God told us to do. Many people are waiting or sitting and say, I'm waiting on God to move. And God said, no, I'm waiting on you to move. He has already given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. But we have to stay focused. We have to remember why we're doing it. We have to remember what is our purpose of fighting for the assignment, the task that we have, something that we're doing. You know, when it boils down to it, many people can have excuses, but is it legitimate? Distractions come, like I said, to get you off of course. Distractions gonna come. But we have to remember, no matter how come or when it comes, it's gonna come, but what are we gonna do with it? We have to remember, once it comes, how we respond to it, that is what matters. Look at this. Anything outside of God's timing, you can try to put inside of your timing or anything. I'm going to say it again. Anything outside of God's timing you try to put inside of your timing is a distraction towards God's plans for your life. I'm going to say it one more time. Anything outside of God's timing you try to put inside of your timing is a distraction towards God's plans for your life. See, earlier I said it could be anything or it could be anybody. You might be going to school, and next thing you know, there's somebody. It could be, if you're a young lady, it could be a guy. A guy comes. And he looked like he's your type. He may be saying the right thing, but God told you to do this. like I say, it may be in school, it may be a project, and all of a sudden this person comes. Next thing you know, he try to take more time with you to get you to have more time with him, but God is telling you, you need to do this, you need to do that. What's happening? He's trying to move you away from what you're supposed to be doing, and now he's actually a distraction. But what's going to happen, he's going to try to control you to make you stop what you're doing just to get you off course. See, God already have our plans in life planned out, but we have to do things his way. There are many, especially young people, many young people, their plan is to go to school. They start with the assignment of going to school, let's say college, going to college. They're there to do their work so they can graduate, get that diploma. But what happened, unfortunately, the devil was sent a distraction. And unfortunately, many of them have to drop out. Many of them quit because a young lady may have gotten pregnant, or a boy got a girl pregnant. And that's one of the big distractions that happen even in schools. But we have to stay focused. We have to remember why we're doing what we're doing. We have to remember. What I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right now, and I'm going to go to the phone line for those who want to give their input, or those who want to say something, they're welcome to, and then I'll get back. But I'm going to stop right now because we have a couple of people online, and I'm going to give them the opportunity. I'm starting with the first person right here. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, we're just going to assume that they're just listening. I'm going to the next caller right here. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. Are you on the air? Hello? Okay. I'm going to assume they're listening too. Go to one more caller. Hello, welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. You're on the air. Hello?
Brother Prater?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. I enjoyed everything you said. I've been listening to it.
Everything you said
was true.
Yes.
So you keep on doing what you're doing.
Hopefully,
that more young people will try to get this station to take in what you was teaching about. And I thank the Lord for you. So I just encourage you to keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you. And don't hang up. I'm going to go over here, but I do thank you for your words and continue to keep me up in prayer.
I sure will.
Thank you. I'm very honored. Now, I will say this. I found out even with a lot of distractions, what we have to do, like I said, along with staying focused, along with keeping first thing first, keep focused, just like that horse that's on the racetrack to have those blinders on. We have to have our spiritual blinders on to be able to continue to do what God has us do. Remember the task that God has given us, but also we can't allow fear or intimidation to stop us. One of the things I always say, you can't let other people's failures to dictate your outcomes. It's a lot of people, they have died and allowed their talent, their gifts, their dreams to be buried with them. Why? Because they might have been afraid. And you know, I found out a lot of times, right before you get ready to do what God has for you to do, the devil gonna try to bring some distractions. That distraction may come from negative words, negativity from those that you love. He may send a booby trap towards your plans. Like I was saying earlier about my book, when the devil didn't stop me with those words that he had told me, I completed writing my book. And next thing you know, whoop, it got lost in the computer. Eventually, I had to rewrite my book 7 times. 7 times. And in the meanwhile, while I was rewriting it, retyping it, the devil was saying, oh, but see, that must be meant for you not to write it. It must be meant for you not to put it out. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. But we have to remember that the devil going to fight. The devil going to try to throw every dirty tactic, every weapon he going to try to use. But we have to be equipped, and we have to remember what God's word said. Just like when we look into the Bible, we tell us that God told the disciples, let us go to the other side. He didn't mention anything about what was going to happen in between the beginning or the destination. He didn't say anything what was going to happen in between. He just said, let's go to our destination. And in between the starting point, the beginning, and their destination, in between it, there was storm. There were treachery winds. They got fearful. But no matter what, when we look at it, Jesus was where? He was on the bottom with a pillow, resting, while everybody else was panicking. So a lot of times in life, God has given us the destination. Even in the beginning, he'll give us the destination, but he don't give us the details of what's happening during the journey. See, there's the beginning, the starting point, and then there's the end point, the destination. But in between, it's called a journey. And that journey, it may be hurt, it may be confusion, it may be conflict that try to happen. Anything can happen during that journey. But what we have to do, we have to remember that God said that we're going to make it to our destination. But he didn't mention about the journey. And that's something that we have to rely upon God about. If we stay focused on the destination, then we have to remember it's God's responsibility to take care of the journey. As long as we stay focused on the destination and let God take care of the journey, then we'll make it to our destination. But unfortunately, what do? A lot of times we try to take matters to our own hands pertaining to the journey, and we never make it to our destination. So we have to remember what God told us. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves verbally. We have to verbalize what God told us, so that way we can make it. A couple of scriptures I want to say real quick. Colossians 3 and 2, it tells us, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Proverbs 4 and 25, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before him. Also, I mentioned Matthew 6 and 33 earlier, but one more I'll mention, Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And remember, the peace of God that surpasses all understandings shall guard our heart through Christ Jesus, our heart and mind. So what we have to do, we have to feed ourselves with God's word. And also look at this. Whatever happens in life, look at what God's word says pertaining to it. And let that encourage us. Because distractions going to try to come. There may be people right now that may be listening. God may have given you a vision of a business. God may have given you a vision of you succeeding. That's your destination. So what do? You capture that moment. You write it down. You verbalize it. Even if you write it down, like I always say, put it in a frame. And what God told you, write it down, type it, put it in a frame. And as you do what God tell you to do while you're on your journey, when the devil try to bring storms and rain, what do? You look at that frame and you recite your destination. You say it. See, if it's in a frame, it's there. It's solid. It's proof. That's God's destination. That's God's token. That's God's proof to you. But we have to remember it. It's good for those who have a good memory. That's fine. But it's better for you to see it. Because as long as it's in your mind, remember this, the devil can play mind games. The devil can put his own picture that he has for you that's contradicting the picture that God showed you. So what do we have to do? We have to remember what God's word said. And like I say, write it down, picture it, recite it. Matter of fact, it's good to even just go through it and go to it on a daily basis and see yourself succeeding in whatever that God has given you. So my prayer is for those who may be searching for their purpose, those who may be seeking God for something. My prayer is God to help you to be strong-minded in his word. So that way you won't be shaken when the devil try to bring booby traps or storms to make you regurgitate, to make you give up what God has birthed in you. Remember, distractions are not of God. Distractions are the devil's spiritual abortion pill. The devil trying to make you throw up that seed. Make you give up, make you give out that seed that God has planted. And God wants that seed to grow and to produce. But remember, the devil does not want that. The devil wants to see you as a failure. The devil wants you to think, oh, you're going to be just like your other friend. You're going to be just like your family. You know, they weren't nothing and you ain't going to do nothing. And sometimes the devil will try to use people that are close to you to make you feel that, you know what, you can't do that. But remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you or who gives you the ability. Remember, God will not tell you to do something without equipping you for it, without equipping you to do it. But we have to rely upon him. We can't rely upon our own ability. It's God's ability that's going to help us. But we have to seek him. We have to consult him in every aspect of our lives. So as we get ready to wrap this up, I hope you stay strong-minded in what God told you and hold on to it. I want to make sure that I cover this. I want to make sure there are some things I wrote down. I want to make sure that I covered it. because I don't want to leave anything out. Yes. So remember, when things are going crazy, remember, you're on the right track. When it looked like all hell is breaking loose, when it looked like the storm of life, remember, it's storming for a reason. Why? To get you off of the path that God has planned out for you. God placed you there, and the devil trying to get you, what? Derailed you from the path, from the journey that God has predestined for you. But remember, God has already gave us the destination. God has already had the path planned out for us. But we have to allow him to be our covering during the storms of life. We have to allow him to do what he does best, and that's be God. But we cannot allow anything or anybody to stop us from doing what God tells us to do. And remember this, whatever God gives you, you have to write it down, notate it immediately. Look at whatever God tells you as an urgent message. We can't delay. Sometimes delay, I'm going to say this, just because you delay obedience, that does not mean you fully obey God. In other words, delayed obedience is disobedience. God wants us to obey him. And when we obey God, we're staying covered. But unfortunately, if we allow our ego, if we allow pride, if we allow anything that's unlike God into our lives, it makes us go uncovered. And what happens when you are not insured as a driver? That's the time when you get into an accident. Most accidents happen when you're close to home. But also, most accidents happen when you're uninsured. So we cannot allow ourselves to be uninsured on the purpose and assignment that God has for us. We have to do what God has for us to do and realize he has our best interest at heart. And not just pertaining to your purpose, but if there's anything that you may be dealing with in your life that you want to give to God, you can give to him at this time. No matter what it is, realize that God made you and he knows everything about you. And if you're not, if you've never been introduced to God, if you've never been introduced to Christ, Jesus Christ, I would invite you, I would introduce you to him right now. Remember this, Jesus Christ loves you and he died for you. I don't care what sins you were in. I don't care what your past was or what your present is. Realize Jesus Christ died for all sins. And he wants you to come to him. We have to remember this. If we confess the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and believe with our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in case you're not saved, I want to introduce you to him right now. And for those who are saved, for those who may want to just touch and agree on whatever situation that you may be dealing with, or there may be a loved one that you want to pray for, we're going to hold them up right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We come to you right now, God. First of all, we want to acknowledge your presence on tonight, God. God, we ask you to forgive us, God, if there's anything that we said, done, or thought, or felt that was done like you, God. And God, we ask you for your forgiveness, and we receive your forgiveness, and we thank you for your forgiveness. God, we come to you right now, God. There may be some, God, who may have been troubled in their mind right now. There may be some who might have been easily distracted, God. We speak, God, that you strengthen their mind right now, God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, God. Give them strong mind, God. Give them your mind, God. God, you say it in your word, God. If we stayed on you, God, if we kept our focus on you, God, you would keep us in perfect peace, God. God, we ask you to help us, God, to have the mind of you, God. And God, if there's anything, God, that's unlike you, God, if there's any disobedience, God, God, we give you permission to move it out right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, God, to focus on your word, God, and help us, God, to feed off of your word right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know, God, that the distractions will come, God, but God, help us, God, to be equipped, God. Help us to be anchored in you, God, for us to resist even the temptation that the devil may try to put before us right now, God. God, we speak out that you help us, God, to be aware of, God, of distraction, of the devices that the devil may try to bring forth right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak, God, for those who may be sick, God, touch and heal their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said by your stripes we are healed, God. And God, we receive healing, God. We receive spiritual healing. We receive physical healing. We receive emotional healing right now in the name of Jesus. And stand about everything you stand for. We bind every problem, bind every confusion right now in the name of Jesus. What the devil meant for evil, God, you will turn it for our good. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speaking, God, for reconciliation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speaking, God, even for the businesses that may come out of this, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing, God, the business to come out, God, where it honors you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Even those who may have lost things, God, like the devil may try to play with people's money, God, we speaking, God, that you release it, God. And God, we speaking, God, for those who may have loved ones that are in the streets, God, those that may have been lost right now, those who may be in situations that are unlike you, God, we speaking, God, and we holding them up for you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We speaking, God, that you bring reconciliation within family and friendships right now, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even those that are saving, God, those who are accepting you, God, even through this broadcast right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's coming from this, God. We thank you, Lord, for the healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speaking, God, for those who may feel inadequate, God. God, those who may feel that they are unloved or they're unimportant or they're not good enough, God. We speaking, God, that you allow them, God, to seek you right now, God. And God, reveal yourself to them, God. And as you reveal yourself to them, God, you reveal who they are to you right now, God. And we speak, God, that you raise up every bow down here right now in the name of Jesus. Every low self-esteem be elevated, God. And God, help us to see you, God, and help us to see ourselves in you, God, and who you made us, God, in spite of what the negative words that might have been said, every negative thing that might have transpired right now. We're not defined by our purpose, but we are defined by what you said, God, by purpose, God, not what other people said, other people's opinions right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every negative thought, we bind every ungodly word that might have been said. We speak it out of their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for joy, for strength, God. We thank you for the testimonies, God, coming from this, God, showing your goodness right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and listened and who supported this program. Feel free to contact me on Facebook. I'm Brother Prater. You can read my daily devotions, and I post videos on there also. And also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel under Brother Prater. Also, you can go to my website at www.brotherprater.org. You can see my daily devotion and upcoming events and personal appearances. Also, if you go to the store section of my website, you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not, and to give single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or present or future children, a father to present or future children. I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and who supported this program. I thank each and every one who listened. Please keep me up in prayer, and I thank you all. I love you all dearly. Thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. God bless you, and good night.